From UrbanMilwaukee.com, DataWonk, why Royce is wrong on school choice.
Stop.
Okay.
Don't want to even read any further.
We're done with this one?
No, we're not.
And we're done.
And we're done. There's the story. No, so DataWonk, serious problem. Royce, Kelda Royce is running for governor.
Correct.
Okay?
Yep.
Democrats. Mm-hmm. This is a story that won't go away, and the real story that should be coming out of this won't emerge. Okay? Kelda, in an interview, made a statement about charter schools and the recent grant that DPI received, and that money would be used to defund public schools, and that leads towards a privatization move. She's absolutely correct in that statement.
Okay.
For some reason, we've got journalists, we've got media people, and now we've got DataWonk that are absolutely petrified of saying the truth about the fact that what Kelda said is real, which is when you have an unauthorized independent charter or an authorized independent charter outside of the district, it is not a public school.
Okay.
Can't be. We talked about this last week. It's a real easy checkbox one, checkbox two. Box one, publicly funded. Box two, locally elected school board. Okay.
Yep. Even I remember that.
Right. It doesn't happen. But what makes this article even worse, though, is that the, and this is where it's like data wonk. Okay. I want to see the data you put forward. And the article puts forward this graph, blazing color, that shows Milwaukee public schools, voucher schools, and charter schools, and shows the bar graph that you learned in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the big bar is the best bar.
Right.
Okay. And under the big bar are charter schools. Under the second biggest bar are voucher schools. And under the bad bar are the public schools. Great. So now everybody looks at this and went, holy crap. Charters are awesome. The problem with this data, which he does mention below, but of course, once you mention it, after you've already shown the mistake, okay,
yeah.
This is not an apples-to-apples-to-apples comparison. This is taking grapes, kiwis, and maybe star fruit.
And
comparing them.
Yep.
Okay? Because when you do compare apples-to-apples-to-apples within those populations of charter students, voucher students, public school students, there's actually an interesting new bar graph that emerges that shows that actually public school students do better overall. So this is a problem. So I'm not sure about why the data wonk wants to push charters. And this is where I start to get really uptight with this, because what's the agenda?
That's my question. What do they get out of it for defending charters?
Yeah, what is the agenda? And it leads me, and in fact, he comes back and says, look, Democrats like Kelda Royce, don't blame people because Obama, of course, God forbid, Obama did this. Yes, we know Obama under Arne Duncan. And that there is not a vote of confidence that Arne Duncan was a supporter of charter schools and was a Democrat. Okay. Anybody in education understands that this is a serious problem, that Arne Duncan pushed us towards charter school, towards privatization, that the DeVos and Trump administration picked up on it, that our DPI under the current leadership, which is one of the other governor's candidates, Tony Evers, went after this money and is now pushing that money towards private charter schools.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I said that word, private charter schools. There's no such thing. Charter schools that aren't public, then, let's put it that way, which there are charter schools that aren't public.
Mm-hmm.
Kelda is right. Quit pushing the agenda that somebody is not telling the truth, because the truth here is right in front of our eyes. The story that people need to start looking into is why we are having such a hard time digging into a record of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. What is your record truly on public education issues?
From the Wisconsin State Journal, an editorial. Don't confuse charter schools with voucher schools. Every charter school in Wisconsin is a public school. The many Democrats running for governor should memorize this fact because some of them are getting it wrong.
Wow.
Bold statement.
How dare those politicians get something wrong? They've never been known to do that before.
Never. Never.
Okay. So according to the journal, the Wisconsin State Journal, all charter schools are public schools, period. End of story.
It says so right there.
It says so right there in the black and white.
Every charter school in Wisconsin
is a public school. Now, they make this statement. We first have to understand why they're making this statement, because they're using the definition of public school as publicly funded.
Okay, so that's their definition.
Yeah, okay. So public funds are used to create charter schools. Therefore, they're public.
Okay.
Point blank. Not really. That's not essentially the end of the definition, okay, public money. There's actually more included there that the journal leaves out. The question that I wanted to ask the journal, which I, of course, will do later when I do my rant and someone has to say it, is why are you not telling the truth here? Why does it take a Sunday editorial in your face? Why the need to make charter schools public schools, when you talk to anybody, there are distinct differences.
Okay, you had to go over this with me. What are the differences?
Okay, publicly funded, we get that. But here's the answer. If you're checking off and want a quick guide to public school versus not a public school.
Okay.
Publicly funded works.
Correct.
Okay, check one.
Yep.
Check two, locally elected school board. Check.
So that's a public school.
Okay. Charter schools, locally elected school board, no check. So they're right there. So a traditional public school, when we talk about them, when people refer to public schools, they see a locally elected school board that are accountable. Those people are accountable to the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's when we run into a big issue. Here is accountability. Now, some people say, well, you mean test scores? I'm saying, no, because if there's not a locally elected school board, who's in charge of the charter school? Now, the editorial here will say, look, oversight isn't a problem either, because they have rules they have to follow, and they're the same rules of public schools have to follow. Okay, guess what? We have the same rules supposedly for voucher schools. Do they follow them? Most of the time, no. Across the country, we find this out. So just because one writes a rule does not mean one follows the rule.
Time for Tim to rant. This is Someone Has to Say It.
What the hell is a charter school anyway? Well, recently, the Wisconsin State Journal called all charter schools public, despite the fact that the latest charter school grant received by Wisconsin disperses taxpayer money to independent charter schools that don't answer to a locally elected school board. It is these same charter schools that create a funding dilemma for neighborhood schools by authorizing a backpack full of cash funding stream out of local neighborhood public schools. Some of you may be asking, Tim, what the hell is a charter school anyway? Well, according to the Network for Public Education, and I quote, by definition, a charter school is not a public school. Charter schools are formed when a private organization contracts with a government authorizer to open and run a school. Charters are managed by private boards, often with no connection to the community they serve. The boards of many leading charter chains are populated by billionaires who often live far away from the schools they govern. End quote. Therefore, the Wisconsin State Journal's motivation for misleading the readers on this issue is suspect, and is obviously a calculated misdirect to take the heat off a valid issue that needs clarity and not biased propaganda. Hey, PolitiFact, did you hear that? Look, teachers in real public schools know and feel the difference. They know that non-district charter schools operate in direct competition to their neighborhood public schools and take away the already limited resources they have. Maybe the State Journal could ask a few of those teachers. You know, the experts that know the truth about public education, neighborhood public schools, and independent charter schools. And after you talk to teachers, maybe, just maybe, some of you edu-journalists might come to realize that you're either ill-informed or injecting explicit bias into an issue that needs clarity. The misdirect in this editorial is shameful and only serves one purpose. shielding DPI from legitimate criticism concerning the future of real public education in Wisconsin.
This is Busted Pencils from Milwaukee Teachers Education Association, teaching all children.